Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod-DeVerges, and I will be your guide for the next few minutes through this wonderful journey. Now, the Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and to start your day. Each month, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then you work to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So this month's focus is becoming you, releasing paternal programming. Let's begin in our usual meditation position with your back straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths. From the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice, easily, slowly, effortlessly. And another nice deep breath. Very good. And exhale. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. This tree trunk goes all the way down through the chair, through the floor, all the way into the earth, where it roots itself into the center core of the earth. You are one with this tree trunk, and the tree trunk is one with the core of the earth. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is your aura bubble. It is 18 inches all the way around you, over your head, under your feet, in front of you and back of you, on every side. And this wonderful aura bubble has an edge to it that is a beautiful pearlescent golden vibration, and has an eggshell edge to it as well. So the stiffness is like an eggshell edge. And imagine outside of your aura bubble, about 3 feet in front of you, is a giant flaming violet wall. This violet wall is burning from the ground up. Big, roaring, beautiful, flaming wall. This wall will receive whatever energy that you are ready to release at this time, and it will purify it and send it back to its original source with love. So continue to breathe nice and easily, nice and deeply. Very good. And we're going to clear the chakras, the primary chakras, 1 through 7, that are along the spine and through your head. Each chakra works toward helping you to balance physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energies and bodies. So I want you to take a deep breath, inhale, and as you exhale out through your first, second, and third chakras. And continue this pattern of inhaling and exhaling out through the first chakra at the base of the spine, at where your tailbone is. Exhale out through your second chakra, which is 2 inches below the belly button, right where your sexual organs are. And exhale out through the back of your stomach where the third chakra is, releasing the energies that are in those chakras. As you continue to inhale and exhale, release any energy that would keep you from thriving. Let go of that survival struggle energy that often gets caught in the first chakra, whether it's in reference to health or finances, job, whatever it is, let it go. And continue to breathe deeply as you let go of the energies from the second chakra that are fear-based, that may hold you in a place of despair, depression, anxiety. Just let it all go. Any resentment, anger, just exhale and release this energy. And release any sexual energy at this time as well. And that can mean violent sexual energy or even from a loving partner. You want to have your own energy for yourself. Just let it go. And from behind your stomach, the third chakra, as you continue to breathe easily and deeply, release any energy that would keep you in a place of non-power. In other words, any energies that have power over you, whether it's other people, whether it's addictions, no matter what it is, simply release it and let it go. Let go of your needing to control or have power over someone or something. To be in your own power is to be firmly in the place of who you really are, knowing that where you stand and where you are able to attract to you, you are able to make the shifts necessary, whatever it is that is required for you to continue to thrive and to ascend and to be the best you that you can be. And that doesn't mean forcing something or someone, something. And it doesn't mean that you are controlled or overpowered by something else or someone. And as you continue to breathe and exhale out through those chakras, we're also including the fourth and fifth chakras. Put your attention and focus there. The fourth chakra behind your heart, the fifth chakra at the base of your throat. Nice, deep, easy breaths. And let go of any energy into that violet flame that would keep you from loving who you are completely and totally. Let go of any energy that would keep you believing that you are someone who is unworthy. Let go of any lack of love that you may have, not only for yourself, but for anyone or anything else. This is the time, this is the place to let it go. The violet flame gently receives it. All you need do is exhale to release it. And the violet flame will receive it and purify this energy. And as you continue to breathe deeply, release the energy from the fifth chakra at the base of the throat. Let go of any energy that would keep you from fully expressing the dynamic person and energy that you are, spiritual being that you are. Let go of any energy that has you communicating, maybe more than you want to or not as much as you should, to clear up communications and ensure that what you are meaning is understood. release any energy where you are not listening or fully understanding what someone else is saying to you. Full expression of divine spirit moves through this chakra, is dominated by this chakra. So release all that energy that would keep you from expressing the full and dynamic essence of who you are. And as you continue to breathe nice and easily, deeply, releasing all these energies that may block you in these different ways, it doesn't matter what they are. Maybe you see them, maybe you feel them, maybe you hear or smell the different energies that are coming up and out. Don't dwell on them. Let them go as the violet flame takes all these energies, 1 through 5, as you release them and let them go. You may not be aware of what they are at all. Know that you are still letting go. And put your attention at your 6th and 7th chakras, the 6th chakra in the center of your head, 7th chakra on top of your head. And as you include these chakras, you inhale and then exhale out through them. Release any energy in the 6th chakra that would keep you from seeing all energy as perfect the way it is. Let go of that energy that would keep you from seeing it as divinely perfect, just the way it is. Every energy has its own form, and the form that it takes is not good nor bad, right or wrong. It is simply there for us to learn from, for us to help growing and evolve, to help us learn and appreciate the full essence of divine being in every way that energy takes place. So let that go. And let go of any energy from your 7th chakra at the top of your head. Energy that would keep you from being in a place of your absolute certainty of what you know. This is the chakra where you're able to be still and be aware, to know, to be tapped into the full divine knowledge and essence of the universe. And so anything that would block you, any uncertainty, any doubts, let it all go. Let go of the rationalizing, intellectualizing. Let all of that go, as it often blocks you and keeps you round and round and round in that place of doubt, that place of uncertainty, trying to figure it out rather than knowing. And just continue to breathe deeply, nice and easily, as you release energies from each one of these chakras, all at the same time. Know that you are clearing. Know that you are moving that much closer to the full, true, divine essence and energy that is yours. No one else's but yours. The full essence of truth, your spiritual expression, the power that you are, and all that goes with it. Just release and be you. And I want you to focus your attention now on the violet flame. Continue to breathe easily, effortlessly, and gently. This meditation is a way to clear all forms of unconscious programming from your bio, adopted, and or foster dad that has you pattern after him or has formed your decisions about who, how, where, and why you make the choices you do, or take the actions you do, and believe as you do. This meditation is to clear this programming and conditioning from your biological father or all forms of father figures. So much of your patterning is actually because of his programming from the moment the sperm penetrates the egg. And now it's time to clear Dad's programming, consciously and unconsciously, so that you can be who you are, so that you can be who you're truly meant to be. So I want you to see your dad in the violet flame at this time. Continue to look at him until every detail of his face and form become crystal clear. If you never knew your biological dad, just intend that in a shadow or outline form, he is there before you in the violet flame. If you have adopted or several foster dads, even granddads, uncles, whoever they may be, older brothers, who have been father figures to you, you may see each of them in this violet flame, one next to the other, in as much detail as possible. See them, see him, crystal clear. And keep breathing easily and effortlessly. And imagine you are sitting in a giant pyramid. The pyramid houses a great vortex. The pyramid has a tall point above your head. It has two base points out on your left and your right in front of you by a foot or two, and a third point behind you. So you are the center of this giant great pyramid. And it houses this vortex that is moving, spinning, counterclockwise, where it is surrounding your body, and it opens wider as it moves toward the top and even expands beyond the pyramid itself. This vortex allows your energy to stay high and to assist in clearing your papa's programming. It will pull gently every nuance of his energy from you. It will allow you to continue to raise in vibration. And as you sit in this giant pyramid with the point 4 feet over your head and the two base points sitting 2 feet out in front of you, to the right and the left, and the third base point 2 feet behind you, begin to envision a very bright, pearlescent, golden light emanating from your power center, the third chakra behind your stomach. The light shines brighter and brighter and brighter. It's so bright, you need your energetic sunglasses on, and it becomes larger and larger, more expansive, shining powerfully. It expands so much that it begins to shine throughout your entire body. It's expanding beyond your body into the pyramid. In fact, it's filling the entire pyramid right now. Watch as this light begins to swirl around you, inside the pyramid like a giant tornado, but it's really a moving vortex. This is the vortex I first spoke of, that's surrounding you in a gorgeous, bright, divine light. With the bottom funnel swirling around your body as it expands, moving up to the top of the pyramid and beyond. The vortex light is enhanced within the pyramid to help you again clear energy from your dad that is not you. And put your attention back on your dad in the violet flame. And as you look at him, allow all of the memories, the sounds of his voice, the physical expressions and behaviors he has, allow them to leave you and go straight over to him in the flame. Whether it is one dad or all of those father figures that were closest to you, those who helped raise you, those who helped fully shape your life, let the energy of dad go over to him or them in the flame. And keep breathing. Be aware if you're holding your breath, and if so, release it gently, slowly, and effortlessly. Inhaling from the tips of your toes as you keep releasing, and exhale, letting go a little bit more, right over to the violet flame. Let your dad or dads receive his or their energy back. Do not intellectualize what it is. Do not force yourself to remember. Do not attempt to do anything. Just intend you are releasing elements of him from within you. You may imagine his energy as blue circles, purple squares, green wavy lines. It doesn't matter, as long as you continue to breathe and let go. Your spirit knows exactly what you are ready to let go of in this moment, and that's all you're doing. So keep breathing and allowing yourself to be in this space of relaxing and letting go of every aspect of Dad, from your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, intend it, know it. Do it without allowing any part of your mind, feelings, or body interfering in this process. And exhale. Focus your attention now on your heart. And choose a single cell from your heart, one cell from your heart. Focus deeper and deeper on that cell. In fact, focus on it to the extent that you move into the DNA of the cell, the very nucleus of the cell. Watch it as it continues to move, vibrate, swell, it's wiggling, and watch how it reacts to other energies resonating and pulsating up against it. Once you have pinpointed that specific area, be aware that all of the cell nuclei, the DNA of each cell within your body, is doing the same thing. At this moment now, switch your attention to your dad again in the violet flame. And continuing to see him, allow your dad's energy and the DNA of every cell of your body to become magnetized to him. Allow it to become magnetized to him. The image of your dad is calling his energy directly back to him. The flame is a giant magnet that pulls his energy out of you. The vortex helps you to release it from every cell in your body directly to him or them. And keep breathing. If you are holding your breath, exhale easily, gently, effortlessly, and slowly. Inhaling from the tips of your toes easily and effortlessly up to the top of your head. And then exhale again very gently, very easily, allowing the breath to leave you naturally. Now, all the emotional energy you carry as a result of your dad, the feelings you have and the emotions you carry deeply within you, or any residue energy held in your emotional body that's your dad's actual energy within you, let go of it. Let go of his energy from your emotional body, from the DNA of every cell. Let it go. And as you keep breathing easily, effortlessly, slowly, clear all of the mental energy you carry as a result of your dad, the memories and belief systems, the decisions, or any residue energy held in your mental body that belongs to your dad within you, let that go too. Doesn't matter whether you know what they are. You don't have to remember them. You don't have to figure it out. Just continue to breathe and let it go. Let it go. This is simply about clearing every part of his energy, your bio dad from every cell of your body, and your other dads from your emotional and mental body. All of these energies clearing from your physical body into the violet flame and going back to them and becoming purified. Wave to your dad and let him or them know you love him or them. Thank him for being your dad and playing his part for partially creating the body you have as you move throughout this world. You just no longer need his energy in any form to help you move forward. You love him, but you no longer need his energy in any form to help you move forward. You are now ready to be fully who you are with your own belief systems, behavior patterns, actions, where, when, and how it flows for you with your energy, not your dad's. And now receive your energy back from him or them completely by seeing a pearlescent golden rain shower light that represents your energy coming from him or them in the violet flame over to you, so that you are able to receive this beautiful pearlescent golden rain shower light over to you. And it's being infused into every DNA cell of your body. Your highest, purest energy from them, from dad or your dads, receive it all from them into the DNA of your cells, where you are being infused with your highest, purest energy. And as you receive your energy, experience how much more energized you are becoming. Now allow a pale pink golden light from your heart to go over to your dad's heart, letting him know, even though you are making separations from his energy, you see and are connected to him through the divine love shared between you. And a couple more deep breaths. If you are unable to envision, know, intend that this is all taking place and has taken place, you may experience it in another way. And in whatever way you experience it, it's right for you. And now surround your entire body with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Huge, bright, beautiful golden sun. And absorb all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. Just soak it up. Drink it in. And then see a second bright, beautiful, huge golden sun. It's so bright. It's so large. It's so magnificent. And absorb as much of this sun also as you can into your body and your entire being. And I want to thank you for being with me this month with the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. You'll be able to find different information about how you can continue your self-development through Recipes of the Soul, through some of the private and group sessions that are offered in terms of spiritual healing and mentoring, as well as workshops and an online program that will help you continue along your journey of self-realization into actualization. You may find all of it at centeroflightmiracles.org. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.